Hello, Mr. Tom.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you.
So we've come to play games today.
Yes, we have. What a fun day it is, too.
Yes. So we're going to pick my brains.
Excellent. We're tapping into that infinite source from the universe.
Yes. So where are we starting?
We will start with number one. And the first question is, why is there suffering in the world?
Okay. Well, first things first, we need to establish what is suffering. Problem with most of humanity is you see everything as suffering. And suffering has now become sort of a catchphrase for sort of everything that's unhappy. And that's the first problem. True suffering is when you are in absolute despair or absolute anguish or complete and utter pain. That is suffering. Everything else is challenges, is growth, or is the journey through something. So with illness, you can suffer, but not be in suffering. Understand the difference. To suffer when you are ill is discomfort, is some pain, is to feel unwell, to be ill. Suffering is when it hits its extremes of pain and despair. In life, you suffer all the time, slings and arrows, that's your own saying, of how people react and interact with you, good days, bad days. But that's all in balance. That's nice and where it should be. But humanity keeps driving it into suffering. You carry it like a badge of honor. I have suffered through my life. It's a mindset. That's all it is. It's a mindset. You have driven your life into its extreme, instead of into a place of balance, where being able to suffer something teaches you and forces you to grow, challenges you, evolves you, if you like. But when you are suffering, when you have pushed it to the extreme, you're not learning anything. You're not achieving anything. You've gone completely past the point. So why is it necessary for humans to suffer? Is very different to why do they need to have suffering. So firstly, why do you have to suffer? To suffer in a harmonious way, so by that I mean in perfect balance with your life path, is to enable you to learn these life lessons, to teach you or to teach another. Because when you suffer, sometimes it's not about you, it's about how other people react to it. Now, give an example there. When the large tsunami hit, and took so many lives. The people who died during that didn't suffer. They died fairly quickly. Those who suffered and who learned from that moment of suffering were the family relatives, the rest of the world. The rest of the world suffered their loss, went into compassion, which is what it was teaching them. Wonderful gift, amazing lesson. Such a wonderful thing for all of those souls to have done, because it created such a huge wave around the world of compassion and focus, but out of a moment of suffer because of the loss. Perfect. Totally in balance. But we see so many of you not doing that. You become a martyr to it, a victim of it, and we've discussed, you and I, the victim complex before, and the whole idea of the victim consciousness. And that has taken the need to suffer into this huge new extreme of suffering. You don't carry it anymore. You don't shoulder it. You are drowned in it. In the old days, to suffer in your life made you strong. Now it cripples you, it kills you. But you're not weak. You're no weaker now than you were 100 or 1,000 years ago. But society as a whole tells you you are. Society tells you you have to suffer. So you all push all of your lessons beyond the point of where they need to be, down this horrible slope which leads to suffering. So why do humanity do this? Because society makes you do it. Not because you need to do it. Souls do not need to go into this extreme form of suffering to grow. In fact, it stifles growth. It's society that does it. It's humanity itself that is driving this. because it's a way of copping out of the world, of getting out of responsibility, of it being somebody else's fault, of not acting in one's best interests. And it drives everyone into such deep pain and despair. And when they are down there, they are very hard to reach. When people's lives have truly hit this rock bottom, it's so hard for us to help them dig themselves out. But when they do dig themselves out, they are better people for it. But they will always be marked by that suffering. You can almost always see it in their energy. It's like a scar, if you would, because it affects them at such a deep energetic level. But they did not need to experience it. Humanity's own energy, its own greed for suffering, drives everybody in this vein. And it has to stop. Humanity has to start learning to actually take responsibility in your lives and nip it in the bud. Stop sliding down this slippery slope to nowhere. Turn around, get your life back in gear because you want to and you deserve to. Instead of wallowing in pity, wallowing in blame, actually look at, you know what, I don't like this, I'm going to stop. But if you don't do that, you slip down that slope and you get out of balance with your life and you end up in the pit of suffering. It's also very much driven by religion, because purgatory does not exist in the spirit plane. So heaven, as they portray it, is a manifestation of your own needs, if you like. So purgatory is now playing out on the physical plane. Because you've talked about it for so many centuries now, you've driven up this need for purgatory. You're manifesting it. You've actually brought it into the physical world instead of leaving it in a spiritual higher realm where your Bibles and books all tell you it should be. And that has to change. This need to be punished, this need to suffer, is actually a very human condition, not a spirit one. It is not something the soul is brought in with, not on mass proportions of the size you have now. The odd soul here and there, but it's very rare. Mostly it is a collective conscious move by the humans who are currently in existence, and it's perpetuating itself and spinning itself out of control. Now, how to change it has to be the next point. By getting off the bandwagon, if you like, by jumping off the merry-go-round. Because humanity has got itself in a fast spin, and it's spinning in the wrong direction. And it needs to start spinning back in the right direction, back in the way of hope, back in the way of balance. And that isn't about righting all of the wrongs in the world. That'll sort itself out in the wash. It's about each individual actually stopping in their lives, standing still for a moment, and just getting off of the merry-go-round. You do not need to suffer in the depths that we are seeing now. And we wish more would stop, take a breath, and walk back in their life to a place where actually they are in harmony with their life's journey. Have faith. We don't want to diminish religion to the point that faith is abandoned, because that is a terrible thing. But put your faith back where it belongs, in yourself. Your faith has been handed over to religion, whereas religion was only ever meant to support your faith, not control it. Suffering has got out of control because you don't believe in yourselves anymore. And your thinking gets very dark and very lost because there is nothing to underpin it with light. And that light is self-belief. Not ego, not arrogance, but actually self-appreciation, loving yourself more. That was always supposed to be the message of religion, is to love yourself and love everything that exists. And if you step more into loving yourself, into honoring yourself, you stop sliding down that slope into suffering, and then you just suffer as you need to learn. And it'll be so much gentler than what we see so many souls go through now. We do not like to sit and watch you in anguish and despair. But also once you reach that point, it is much harder for us to help you. So first you must help yourselves. And you help yourselves by embracing your own faith in you. Faith that you are here for a reason. Faith that you can fulfill that reason. Faith that you will fulfill that reason. And you will live the life you need to live as peacefully and harmoniously as possible. So an end to suffering is the rebirth of faith. Does it answer a question? I think yes.
Yes, it does. Good. I just have 15 seconds break and then the second question.